96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Maryland is experiencing a rash of tax-related fraud. State officials are cracking down on shady tax prep businesses, but this could also affect you and your tax returns. Joining me to talk about that and to answer your Maryland tax questions is Maryland State Comptroller Peter Franchot. If you have a question, if you have a comment about your Maryland taxes, now is the time to give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Mr. Franchot, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Harold, it's a pleasure to be here, and if your folks have any tough questions, I'll pass them along to my staff, but I am more than pleased to be here, and I'm happy to be the elected tax collector of the state of Maryland, and one of the, despite that responsibility, one of the more popular elected officials out there, because I love what I'm doing. I get to help people by sending almost $2 billion in refunds to 2 million Maryland families.
So, that's the fun part.
Yep. I prefer tax refunder rather than tax collector.
Collector, yes, I know.
Yeah. I'd like to start by presenting you with one of my Maryland medallions. I give these to Marylanders who make a difference.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Your career represents something special, and I appreciate the fact you live in Baltimore and all of your background in broadcasting and radio. I'm delighted to be here with you.
But this is not a bribe, so I just want to let our listeners know.
Oh, no. Yeah, you definitely have to pay your taxes.
Without a doubt. And that's what I want to start with. Let's talk about this tax fraud issue. You've been talking about this for a couple of months now. What's going on with that in the state of Maryland, and what have you been doing to deal with that?
Well, everybody knows what's going on out there. They read the newspapers about people hacking into corporate accounts like Target and Home Depot and CareFirst, Blue Cross Blue Shield, all of these big corporations and increasingly government agencies like the Office of Personnel Management, which lost, I believe it was 21 million federal retirees' financial information. That is stolen by hackers, they're called. And those thieves then sell this financial information on the black market to other criminals who use it to file for fraudulent tax refunds. And it's something that began to tick up 4 or 5 years ago, and now it's at epidemic proportions. It's not just Maryland. It's every state in the country. The IRS is having their own files hacked into. So it's a battle now between the good guys on our side trying to collect taxes honestly from people who are, doing the right thing and paying their taxes on time, and the bad guys who are trying to get into the system and rip off the state or the U.S. government of tax revenue by filing fraudulent returns.
I want to drill down a little bit deeper on that, but I do want to go to the phone calls. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking to Maryland State Comptroller Peter Franchot. He's going to be answering any of your Maryland tax-related questions. Renee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Renee, are you there? Renee, give me a call back if you can. Let's go to Jocelyn, calling from Waldorf. Go right ahead, Jocelyn.
Hi, good evening. I just have a very simple question. If one filed their Maryland tax returns via e-file on last Wednesday, when can they expect to receive their refund?
Well, if you're filing an e-filed return, we average 2.1 business days upon receipt of that return and depositing your refund in, if you allow us to electronically deposit it in your bank account. that may be held up right now if you use a tax preparer who happens to get on our wrong side because of a large number of what we call questionable returns. So are you filing personally? Are you filing with a through a tax preparer?
No, I filed personally.
Well, it should. It averages, last year it averaged on almost 2 million returns. We averaged 2.1 business days. The only, if it's been longer than that, the only thing I can think of is that we're paying so much attention to questionable returns, not necessarily yours, that we've slowed down the process a little bit. But we're doing our best because obviously people need their refunds. It's their money, in my opinion, and we're trying to get it back to them. But okay. If you want to call my ombudsman, if you have not heard from us, her number is 410-260-4020. Karen Shear is her name, and she will take care of any questions you have and very quickly cut through the red tape.
Jocelyn, when did you file?
Last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday. So it's been a week?
7 days.
Okay, yeah. It's been a week. Yeah, you know, thank you for calling. You know, hopefully you'll have it in the bank soon. I will say that for my Maryland income taxes, I think it was filed on a Sunday night. It was sent electronically, and I think I had it Friday morning.
Yep. Well, so, I'm surprised to hear it's taken so long for you, but call my ombudsman. Tell her you spoke with me over the phone, and she'll get you promptly informed as to what the situation is, and I guarantee
I'm sorry,
you.
Can you repeat that number, please?
He said it's 410-260-4020.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Jocelyn, thank you so much. We are talking to State Comptroller Peter Franchot about tax-related issues. If you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lena calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Lena. What's on your mind? Lena, go ahead. Okay, Lena.
Harold.
Yes, sir. Give us a call back, Lena.
Yeah, Harold. The reason that I was interested in your first caller, we've had a huge problem with tax preparers, and
that was going to be my next question. Well, when you talk about questionable tax returns, how do you know it's questionable?
Well, we have a questionable return fraud detection unit made up of a half dozen people who do nothing but try to figure out where there is enough of a problem to for us to step in. In other words, we're using technology, as I indicated, to rapidly get people reunited with their money by getting them quick refunds back. Mm-hmm. But the technology also helps us detect fraud.
What are they looking for?
They're looking for returns that have patterns of what we call between ourselves fraudulent actions. Mm-hmm. And to describe for people exactly what's going on, these are returns that are largely fictional, and they're made up using real people and real Social Security numbers. But the tax payer has allowed a tax preparer who is fraudulent to prepare their return. And they often end up with business deductions and personal deductions and inflated income and refunds that are being asked for that they don't deserve.
Because, you know, I've often heard, you know, about people getting huge sums of money back, people who may have, you know, small businesses, for example, or those who are just working stiffs, and yet they're getting huge amounts of money back, and their salaries may not be over $50,000, $60,000, or $70,000. And for me, that raises a red flag. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about here, these fraudulent business situations, or are you looking for something that may be, you know, considerably more simple, misspellings, for example, or businesses that don't exist? Is that what your team is going out and looking for?
Well, here's the situation. When I was first elected in 2007, we had a couple of hundred fraudulent requests that we pulled aside because it didn't. They didn't look right. They either had, you know, when we compared them with previous tax returns, they had all sorts of inflated deductions and expenses in them. So we put them aside, and we subsequently found out that they were fraudulent, and we hadn't paid out the refunds. So we went from a couple of hundred in 2007 to over 20,000 last year, last calendar year. And then this year, we began to see an upsurge of also these questionable returns, we call them, and we began to trace them back, and they were at a relatively limited number of inner city, but also poor rural areas of the state where tax preparers apparently are producing all sorts of fraudulent returns. And it's I'm not allowed to talk about the exact criteria because it's software, and we're not going to give away the we're not going to tell you know, give away what the criteria are. But the U.S. attorney, we've shut down 61 tax preparers so far, in largely in Baltimore City, but also in other areas of the state. And we're working with our folks around the country. The U.S. attorney in South Carolina has the same focus that we do. And here's one part of the MO that goes on out there. Someone will come in and say, I want you to prepare my tax return. The tax preparer will say, do you have a business? That person will say, no, I don't have a business. And they'll say, do you have a hobby? And they'll say, yeah, I have a hobby. Here's what it is. They say, well, you have a business.
I see.
And we're going to prepare. You're going to sign it. The refund comes back to me, the tax preparer. You're going to get a big check. It may not be the amounts you talked about, Harold, but we're talking, you know, $6,000. And, you know, I'll keep some of it. You keep some of it, and everybody's happy. Well, if we find out about it, and we're getting better and better at this fraud detection, we're going after not just the tax preparer, we're going to go after the taxpayers. So people need to be careful.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Gerald, calling from Northwest Washington, what's on your mind? Gerald, are you there?
Yes.
Go
yes,
right
I'm
ahead,
here.
Please.
Mr. Franco mentioned earlier about the computer fraud is occurring right now, you know, with hackers getting databases from large corporations.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my question is, what is the state of Maryland doing to offset some of that fraud? Are the corporations actually providing the state of Maryland with a database of people that live in Maryland that had possibly been hacked? What's actually going on to kind of offset that type of action?
Well, we have a huge list of people that are victims of tax, of identity theft, it's called, and it's well over 10,000 in the state. There have been assigned special PIN numbers by the IRS, and they get special handling by us of their tax returns because they have had their IDs all stolen, and fraudulent tax returns have been filed using that information. So we've got a whole group of people that we're protecting, who we know have been victims of fraud. But you're brought up a good issue of how you defend yourself.
Well, this I need you to hold that point, Mr. Franchot. And Gerald, stay on the line so that you can hear the answer. I've got to take a quick break. So if you're on the line, that includes Joanne and Iris, Marie, and of course, Gerald, please do not hang up. We will take your phone calls in just a moment. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM, channel 141 in just a few seconds. Stay with us.